This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name. Truly, I'm thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. And I'm thanking God for salvation, how God called me out of darkness into His marvelous light. And I'm thanking Him we have the true God. We have a teaching priest that's sent by God, teaching us the ways of God. And I'm thanking God we have God's law, which gives us light. It gives us understanding of what God is requiring. And now I present unto you our pastor, Pastor Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder Batiste. My elders, missionary deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus. Another Sabbath day. Glad for our Bishop Barfield, our great Bishop Philip, and our great Bishop Dorothy for the stand they took in Los Angeles here. And we're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. I want to continue our thought on faith of our fathers. We're going to have a poem today. Before we get to our poem, we're going to hear from the choir, the firstborn choir.
Of the
that beautiful. The Songs of Zion.
Yes.
These are written by those who are living for God.
Yes.
We don't go and just pick up a song we hear somebody else sing because maybe the words sound good.
Yes.
And what we sing about, we have understanding of what we're singing about. Sister Tatum write poems. We sing a lot of the songs over and over again, and the words we testify over and over again. The word you hear is written before we got here, and it'll be here after we're gone, and we preach the scriptures over and over again, so you should never get tired. We don't get tired hearing poems that are words of truth. Sister Tatum.
Like the priest, like the people, it's all about leadership. If you see it, you can be it. A quoted phrase from God's anointed son. And he is a great example, for with God, he's truly one. He's been tested, he's been proven by a mighty, mighty God who has the power to give his anointed, how to perfect the people through his rod. And as I meditate daily, gaining the knowledge on which I need to grow, the teaching I'm receiving is keeping me striving for more and more. For in faith in sonship keeps me running, but there's no time for looking back. Keeping a focused on the star post, staying on this narrow track. For if you see it, you can be it. It's shown daily by God's Son. Looking upon his works of labor, his fruit shows it can be done. And if we follow as he leads us, as we mark the perfect man, we will be just like the master, for perfection is in his plan. Like the priest, like the people, I am persuaded it is God's way. And as we strive to be it, as we see it, we'll be that church that God has called for at the closing of the day.
Beautiful Sister Tatum. I hope you believe those words you hear. They are words of truth.
Yes.
Announcements, Deacon Debbie.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Now our pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Another Sabbath day. We are glad that we're keeping God's commandments. And I'm glad we are in a position where you can hear my voice. Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them. This is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. That's one of the markers we go to, and it's one of the markers we live and believe by. To understand what God is saying, you must be striving to keep God's commandments. If you don't believe in God's commandments, you don't believe that the commandments is the word of God, you're wasting your time listening. Everything we bring, it's all about the commandments. As the Lord said, my Father gave me a commandment what I should say and what I should speak, and I know that his commandment is life everlasting. All that he spoke was about the commandments. Mm-hmm. The blessed attitudes. Mm-hmm. It's about the commandments. Yes. Now let's go back to faith of our fathers. Let's go to Ephesians 4 and 1. This is not a new doctrine. The faith of our fathers is the doctrine of God. Yes. From Adam, it was always about the commandments. And the commandments are singular and they are plural. The 10 precepts are one. That's why if you only bring one, you've brought them all. If you are guilty of one, you're guilty of them all. That's another lesson. Ephesians 4 and 1. Deacon Franny, what does it say?
I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called.
Now, we want to walk worthy of the vocation wherewith we are called. If you don't walk worthy, you've broken the commandments, because it says, take not the name of the Lord thy God in vain. When you are not walking worthy of the vocation, that means you are not real. Mm-hmm. And you're taking God's name in vain. You're saying that you are and you're not. Worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called. Let's go to 1 Thessalonians as we went into this, I believe, the last broadcast. 4 and 4, 1 Thessalonians. We're called to live for God. We've been called to keep God's commandments. We've been called to obey God. That's what it was in the very beginning when God gave Adam the commandment. He gave him a commandment to obey God, to please God, to love God, to follow God. You can put any name you want to honor God. It's all the same thing. 1 Thessalonians 4 and 4, what does it say?
That every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor.
So it's about sanctification. Now you can be any name you want to be on the plaque on your church or on the edifice, whatever you want to call it. Church of the Heavenly Clouds of Joy. But it's about sanctification, the doctrine, and honor, honoring God. And honoring one another.
Yes.
The one you see that carries God, it's about honoring those that don't carry God. There's a way you honor all men.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Sanctification.
Mm-hmm.
Read.
And honor, not in the lust of concupiscence, even as the Gentiles which know not God.
So a Gentile is one that don't know God. The Jews that killed Jesus were Gentiles because they didn't know God, because had they known him, they wouldn't have killed the Lord. He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. They knew what they were doing. They may have thought they were doing God's service, but one thing about it, they didn't love God.
Yes.
That was known by their actions. But they really didn't know he was God manifested as a son and that he was of God. They were Gentiles. So a Gentile is anyone that don't know God. It's not about the natural. It's about the spiritual, what you are deemed spiritually.
Yes.
When you don't know God, you're a Gentile.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
And when you're a Gentile, you're in the lust of concupiscence,
mm-hmm.
and you don't know God.
Yes.
Read the 7th verse.
For God hath not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness.
God called us unto holiness. So it doesn't matter if you want to insist on calling your church a Baptist. Say, I'm calling this church Baptist because we believe in John the Baptist. Fine. If you don't live holy, you're not in the faith of our fathers, because the faith of our fathers is holiness. As the Lord said, Israel was holiness unto the Lord. Adam had to be sanctified. Noah and all of those that were called and lived for God, they had to be sanctified, which means holy. That's what God is calling for. What?
He therefore that despiseth not man.
So if you just say, I'm despising this doctrine you got, this holiness, you're despising God, not man, because this man didn't call for, God did. God called for holiness. God did not call for ones to be any denomination you want to put there. God didn't call for a denomination. He called for holiness, which is a way of life.
Beautiful.
That's what God called for. So if you despise it, you despise God. God said, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. God said the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord. Now, if you insist on saying the first day of the week is your day of rest, you're despising what God gave. Because man instituted that, not God. Isn't that beautiful? That's what's in the word. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Read.
He therefore that despises not man, but God.
Now, that's what the word says. So now you're saying, you're judging me. No, I'm not. That's what the word says. Mm-hmm. I believe that. Yes. Let's go to Ephesians 4:1. Let's read that again.
Yes. Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. May not get too far. I said we're going to go back into faith of our fathers.
Beautiful, Pastor.
But there's so much to break down.
Yes.
I don't want to feed you a loaf of bread and just stuff it in your mouth. You got to break it down so you can digest it.
Isn't that beautiful?
Isn't that beautiful? Even the Lord, when he gave the disciples bread, he broke it. And when they got it, they gave it to the people. No doubt they had to break it. And in the end, after breaking up so much bread, they had all this left over. You know why? Because they couldn't eat it all. You can't eat all of God's word in one setting. There's always something you're going to take back with you. Isn't that beautiful? 4:1. Read it again.
I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called.
What?
With all lowliness and meekness.
We want to walk with all lowliness. And just because you're walking lowly, don't mean you cannot be fervent. If you have to rebuke and reprove, you have to do that. But lowly means not being exalted above someone. That's not being exalted when you're bringing one's truth. Read.
With all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another.
Long suffering is, we can do this again. We can try it again. We can go over this again. If you want to reason together, let's reason again.
Yes.
I think you're wrong on your point or the way you did a thing. We can talk about it. We don't want to get so that we cannot talk about things. That's long suffering too. Let's deal with it.
Yes.
Let's open it again. Because you're not understanding where you're wrong and where I may be wrong, or where I'm right and you may be wrong, or whatever. Read.
Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit.
Because this is what it's all about. We're endeavoring to keep the unity
of the Spirit.
Of the Spirit.
In the bond of peace.
Now, but wait a minute. Again, that's another lesson.
Yes.
Problem is, so many think they have the Spirit, think they have God, and they don't have God. According to what's written. I have to go according to what's written. And many times when you bring it up, you get offense. They get offended because you're bringing what the word says. In other words, if you have the Spirit of God, you will be subject to the prophets. That's what the Spirit says. That's what the word says. The spirit of the prophets is subject to the prophets. In other words, the spirit the prophets had was the Spirit of God. If you got the Spirit of God, you're going to be subject to God's Spirit, which is the Word. You're going to be subject to it.
Yes.
And you're going to be subject to the one that brings the Word.
Yes.
That's what it says. That's what it means. And when you can't, it just shows you who you are or where you are. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Read.
There is one body.
One body. What?
And one Spirit.
So I'll say it again. Ones may say, well, we're Baptists. All right. Let's say you have called yourself Baptist. I don't have a problem with that, or Presbyterian, or Latter-day Saints. I'm a saint. I'm not latter, and I'm not former, and I'm not future. I'm now.
Right. Go ahead, Pastor.
And anytime a saint is a saint, they are saint now, or whenever they are saint.
Right.
Ain't about no latter day. We're in other words, we're the new saints.
All right, Pastor.
You're a saint from Genesis, Revelation. Yes. Whatever time you are sanctified, you're a saint.
Yes.
That's what the word says. Now, that's the body, If you're not sanctified, regardless of what you call yourself, you're not in the body. Although seven women shall take hold of one man, they are called by his name to take away the reproach, but they eat their own bread with their own apparel, which means they're not sanctified. So when you're sanctified, you wear the robe of righteousness. That's what the scripture says. I'm with the scripture. One body, one spirit, what?
Even as you're called in one hope of your calling.
And we just read the hope of the calling. The hope of the calling is to be sanctified and holy. That's our hope. To be with God, to be one with God, which means be ye therefore perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. Be ye therefore holy as your Father in heaven is holy. That's our strive, that's our hope.
Beautiful.
Sanctification, isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
One body, one spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling. Isn't that beautiful? Ephesians 4 and 5, what does it say?
1:5.
One Lord, there's only one. What?
One faith.
One faith. That's the faith of our fathers. It's only one. It wasn't a faith for Abraham and a faith for the Christians today. So now we Christians today, we got the faith of Jesus because he rose from the dead. So did Abraham. Mm-hmm. He had the same faith that we have if we're keeping God's commandments, because that's what he did. One Lord, mm-hmm. one faith, what?
One baptism.
Now, the baptism, one baptism, is being one in the Spirit with God, being baptized in his word. If you're not baptized in the 10 precepts, being submerged in that, which means to be submissive to it, raised in it, covered in it, washed in it, you're not in the faith. That's the faith of our fathers.
Mm-hmm.
That's the baptized when he said, one's going to baptize you with fire. Mm-hmm. What's any more fire than God's word?
Right.
Is that beautiful?
Beautiful?
It's good to know that I'm not here, if you see me on the net, I'm not here to bash anybody. I'm just, as our sister say, I'm just telling you. I'm just letting you know what the word is saying, because that's what we're here for. Isn't that beautiful? Read the 11th verse.
And he gave some apostles.
Now, God gave some of these officers, some apostles, what?
And some prophets.
Some prophets. So, Abraham was a prophet that God gave, and he was collecting souls on his way to the Canaan land. In Haran, he picked up some souls. He was the prophet. But he told the prophet, come out from your kindred, from your father's house, to a place I will show you. Is that what the prophet Jesus said?
Yes.
Except the man deny himself, mother, father, sister, brother, your own self. You can't be my disciple, because it's the same faith.
Yes.
He didn't tell Abraham one thing, he told us something different. The secret is, the faith is to be crucified. And that's what Abraham was. He was crucified. He said, now, walk before me and be thou perfect. You can only get perfect when you crucify the old man. Read.
And some evangelists.
He gave some of these apostles and prophets and
some
evangelists. What?
And some pastors and teachers.
So every pastor and teacher is not of God. How do you know? Said, well, how do we know you of God? The scripture, let's go back to the scripture. He that is of God speaketh the words of God. Because God is going to give you the words he wants you and I to hear. And God spake all these words. Isn't that beautiful? I'm bringing the same thing that Jesus brought. Peter, James, and John. Same thing.
Beautiful.
What?
For the perfecting of the saints.
Now, wait a minute. Now, that's what God gave.
All right.
These for the perfecting of the saints. That's the faith of our fathers. To be perfected, as he told Abraham. Walk before me and be thou perfect. That means the seed got to be perfect. If you have a perfect apple, how do you come out with rotten apples? If you have a tree that's healthy and perfect, how do you bring forth rotten fruit? It don't work like that.
Right.
Now, it might get rotten once you let it sit out.
Right.
Or if you take the pick the fruit and set it next to worms, it gets rotten.
Right.
But when it come off that tree, if you pick it at the right time and the right conditions, that apple will be perfect as that tree.
Yes.
If the tree is healthy. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
We come from the vine.
Yes.
Read.
For the perfecting of the saints.
Now there it is. Mm-hmm. For the perfecting of the saints, for the work
of the ministry.
Now this is the faith of our Father, the work of the ministry. Mm-hmm. Getting souls ready to be saved. If you're saved from sin, that means you're not in sin. You're saved from that. Right. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. For the edifying of the body of Christ.
This is what those he gave do. Edify.
That's right. Beautiful.
That means cut away those things that's not like God.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful?
That's beautiful.
Dig out all the, if you're sitting around, you pick some apples, dig out all the rotten parts.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
Or something to get rotten.
Yes.
Get rid of the brown spots.
All right, Pastor.
Shoo away the fleas.
Fleas? All right, Pastor.
The bugs.
Mm-hmm.
Maggots.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, Pastor.
You shoo away everything that can go and destroy the fruit.
Mm-hmm.
That's what edifying does.
Beautiful.
Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
What?
Till we all come in the unity of the faith.
There's only one Lord, one faith. Who got it? He said, how we know you got it? Well, the scripture says there's only one.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
One Lord, one faith. The Lord's faith was keeping the commandments.
Yes.
He said, my Father gave me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak. That's the faith.
Yes.
Let's go right quick to, I believe it is Romans.
Yes, Pastor.
Romans 10, because he gave some, and he said, now how can you hear without the preacher?
Right.
If you don't have the preacher God sends, you're not going to hear about the faith. Romans 10 and 16.
Beautiful. Yes.
Isaiah had the faith.
Yes.
All the prophets that we read about, Isaiah, Jeremiah, they had the faith.
Yes.
And how did that faith come? 16, read it.
But they have not all obeyed the gospel.
So the faith is the gospel, which is God's word.
Yes.
What?
For he saith, Lord, who hath believed our report?
The faith is the report that God gave, and God spake all these words. That's the report he gave, right? What?
So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word
so
of
that's
God.
So that's the faith. God's word is the faith we're in.
Yes.
And God's word consists of 10 precepts. It's called the Ten Commandments. It's law. But because of these jackleg preachers that sent, they cannot rightly divide certain laws. Laws of circumcision and what law does not make you perfect. Even this law only makes you perfect if you yield to it and obey it. But there's no law for perfection. You have to obey God's word. Obey the law. That's what makes you perfect. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Go back. Go back.
Mm-hmm.
This is the faith that we're talking about. To Ephesians 13, 4 and 13. Let's read that again.
Till we all come in the unity of the faith.
Till we all come into the unity. So when you bring the 10 precepts, there's many not unified with that because they heard from these forefathers that don't know God, the laws was done away with. No, it wasn't. Never was. Even the law that he came and fulfilled, it wasn't done away with. He fulfilled it.
Yes.
And God's divine word, which is law, is not done away with. We fulfill it.
Yes.
As he is, so are we. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Till we all come into the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God. What?
Unto a perfect man.
So that's what the faith is all about. A perfect man. What?
Unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
With the same stature and the fullness of Christ. 1 Corinthians 2 and 1. Let's go there.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful? Say, well, since y'all say they all got it, why I only hear one or two people? Well, the scripture said when there's two or three gathered and agreeing, I'll be a God in the midst, right? How many did you hear when it was Peter, James, and John? How many is that? The carnal mind go count Israel. The Lord said, don't you count Israel, because you can't number them. Carnal mind was, how many in your church? Well, I tell you what, how many is in God's church?
Right, Pastor.
Because that's who we are. Can you number that? So you can't number us. Isn't that beautiful? 2 and 1 says what?
and I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom.
What?
Declaring unto you the testimony of God.
How many know that the testimony of God is the faith we're in? Because God's testimony is the Ten Commandments. That's God's testimony. Written with the finger of God. Mm-hmm. On two tables of stone. That's God's testimony. And that's all Paul was preaching. This is after Jesus went off scene. The secret is God's testimony is what crucifies you. Mm-hmm. Yes. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
That's the secret. Now anybody, this is my voice, you want to know more about that, you contact us. Read the fifth verse.
That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men.
What?
But in the power of God.
The power of God is not that cross that the devil put together for the Lord. That's not the power of God. Power of God is God's word.
Yes.
Quick and powerful as a two-edged sword. That's the cross that God is talking about. That's the cross of Christ.
Yes.
The Lord was crucified before he went to that natural cross. That's our faith.
Yes.
And our faith don't stand in the wisdom of men. It stands in the power of God. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Beautiful.
Hebrews 4 and 12. Let's go there.
Yes, Pastor. Beautiful.
And now we get into some deep water.
All right, Pastor. 4 and 12.
Now, in the world, when you launch out into deep, mm-hmm. you put on deep sea diving uniform. And you have oxygen because you, you know, some may go scuba diving. They need mm-hmm. the little snorkel thing or snorkeling.
Mm-hmm.
We get in some deep waters now.
All right, Pastor.
And if you don't have the right equipment, which is a mind to live for God, you're going to drown.
All right.
You're going to say, I don't know what he told. You're going to say, what is your doctor? I told you.
All right,
keep therefore and do them.
That's right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Hebrews
mm-hmm.
4 and 12.
For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword.
Is that the power of God?
Yes, it is.
We stand in the power of God, which is God's word. I stand in that. Yes. Thou shalt have no God before me. Remember the Sabbath. No. We stand in that. Not the wisdom of man.
You can visit us at any time
the
for our
man,
broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write ML us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org.